From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Politicians on both sides of the aisle in Mississippi and Alabama have been trying and failing to cut the sales tax on groceries for more than a decade. The tax impacts low-income families the most, and the majority of states don't have it. Mississippi's latest attempt to slash it failed when the legislative session ended last week. Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports on why the tax is so hard to get rid of and how Louisiana did it.
To understand why grocery taxes hurt low-income families more, let's look at two Birmingham shoppers. First, Ernestine Orr. She's got a cart loaded with collard greens and neck bones at a Birmingham Piggly Wiggly. She paid an extra $5.63 in sales tax on this trip, money she could do a lot with, but she doesn't dwell on it.
If I want to eat, I got to pay the tax.
Shopper two is Amber Dixon. She's packing her eggs and milk about 10 miles away outside of Publix. She paid $4.74 in sales tax.
Means a lot. It really means a lot, but you know, that's what we have to do to get what we need.
Dixon and her husband make about $80,000 a year combined. So for her, no grocery tax would mean an extra item in her shopping cart.
Could have got another gallon of milk or another bag of potato chips or even another case of water.
But Ernestine Orr makes a lot less money. So for her, those extra dollars every trip make a bigger difference.
I could take it and help her on another bill, like on this high light bill, light bill, water bill. Oof.
Yeah, this really hurts.
Norbert Wilson is a professor of food and economics at Duke University.
And it hurts in a way that would hurt more than someone with a higher income who food is a small part of their overall budget.
That's why most states don't charge sales tax on groceries meant for cooking, from salt to pork chops. Now, people don't have to pay taxes if they get food through federal assistance programs like SNAP. But SNAP rarely covers all of a person's groceries. Plus, Wilson says lots of low-income Americans are left out of the program.
For those people who are outside of that system, who are needing that support, they're paying this grocery tax. Those are the individuals I'm most concerned about in this.
Alabama, Mississippi, and South Dakota are the only states that still tax groceries at the full rate. Part of the reason it's so tough for those states to ditch the grocery tax, it raises a lot of money. In Alabama, it sends about $500 million a year to the state's education fund. Politicians just can't agree on how to replace those dollars. But Louisiana managed to make that change back in 2003. And the man who made that happen was former state lawmaker Vic Stelly.
Everyone liked him. And everyone knew he was going to be paying more taxes, too.
That's Greg Albrecht, the chief economist with the Louisiana legislature. Stelly died in 2020 from COVID-19. He managed to not only cut the grocery tax, but pay for it. And he did it with an income tax hike.
If you're at the higher end on the income scale, you were paying more tax. I paid more tax. And he had to go basically convince those people in the upper half of the income scale that it was the right thing to do. It was worth it.
But it didn't last. In 2008, Louisiana got rid of a key part of the Stelly plan. They eliminated the income tax increase that covered the grocery tax. That led to a budget hole, which lawmakers eventually solved by raising the sales tax on just about everything except food groceries. The sales tax went up on lots of other things at the supermarket.
In your grocery basket will be a lot of things that are not food, right? Cleaners, soap, etc. If it's not for home consumption, it's taxed.
It's not clear if low-income families are actually saving money today. So that's the challenge for Alabama and Mississippi, finding a way to cut the grocery tax without hitting wallets somewhere else. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Bisaha.
This story was produced by the Gulf States Newsroom, a collaboration between WBHM, Mississippi Public Broadcasting, WWNO in New Orleans, and NPR.